Contract employees at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport, along with the nation's largest service workers union, called for higher wages and improved health insurance benefits for those workers. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports it was part of a demonstration at 11 airports around the country.
About 30 contract workers who refuel and clean planes and load baggage at BWI gathered in the international terminal to demand $15 minimum wage and improved health care coverage. Valerie Long, president of the Service Employees International Union, says it's not just about working with Menzies Aviation, the company that hires the contract workers.
But it's not just about employers. It's about what we want as standards and laws for our communities.
Long says SEIU is trying to help the workers at BWI unionize. Among them was Khalil Stanley from Baltimore. He refuels planes at BWI for $11 an hour. His daughter was born in June, 3 months early, and remains in intensive care at St. Joseph's Hospital as the bills mount and his insurance won't cover them.
I work every day to fuel planes that cost millions of dollars, yet I am afraid that I won't have a roof to support her head when she comes out of the hospital.
Menzies Aviation failed to respond to a request for comment, but sent a letter 2 months ago to their BWI employees saying decisions and benefits are always secondary to the cost to provide safe and secure services to our customers. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi at BWI for 88.1 WYPR.